சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. Let me quickly check whether the audio video is good. Good, thank you. Okay. Recording is going on. Viveka Chudamani, Shloka 421. Yat kritam branti velayam nana karma jugupsitam பச்சாநரோ விவேகேன தத்கதம் கர்த்தும் அர்ஹதி. ஸோ நவ் ஆஃப்டர் நாலேஜ், ஆஃப்டர் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ், தி சைக்கலாஜிக்கல் ப்ரெஷர் பேஸ்டு பர்சியூட், ஸோ மெனி ஆஃப் தம் ஆர் இன் த வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த சாஸ்திராஸ், ஆல் தி காமிய கர்மாஸ், தே ஆல் எண்ட். தட் இஸ் ஆஃப்டர் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ். தெர் ஆர் நோ மோர் காமாஸ், நோ மோர் டிசைர்ஸ். And thereafter, a jnani may not get into any other activity. And if at all he does, it is not a pressure-based activity. It is mostly compassion-based activity. Compassion-based activity is not will-based, most important. Compassion, empathy, they are not will-based. Compassion makes me to do it. That is why when a compassionate person, for example, he helps someone out of sheer compassion, he does not even want a thanks, because it was not deliberate for him, it was not a will-based action, it was a spontaneous action for him. Compassion only pushed him into whatever help he did. That is why Shastras, they say that Jnani's activity is not even backed by will. For him, ego itself doesn't exist. The enlightened ego exists, of course, but not the ego that pushes him into the activity. Therefore, Branti Velayam Nana Karma Kritam. Before the self-knowledge, Branti Velayam, that means at the time of Branti. Branti is delusion, ajnana, ignorance and delusion. Vela is time. So when he had lot of selfish motives, when he had lot of psychological pressures, these are called Branti Vela. So when he was not sober, let us put it this way, he was addicted, he was not sober. At the time when he was not sober, when he was not in his senses at all, Nana Karma Kritam, varieties of karmas he engaged himself in. For what? For Purnatvam. Mogashaha, Moga Karmanaha, Moha Jnanaha, Viketasaha, Rakshasi, Masurin Chaiva, Prakritim, Mohinim, Shritaha. Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter. Varieties of Kamya Karmas were done by this person. And not only that, still worse, varieties of Nishiddha Karmas also were done. Jugupsitam means detested by, disliked by noble people, decent people, cultured people. All those activities he did which are detested by all these people, which cannot be even expressed in words to others. Such actions are also done by this person. So Shankaracharya asks, will that person who is so deluded, like for example a drunkard, will he do the same action after he becomes sober? If you take a drunkard, after he becomes sober, will he do the same actions? From the Vedantic angle, a samsari also is like a drunkard only. Maya Madhirapita. One who is deluded by the liquor of Maya. So Shankaracharya asks, Paschat, after the drinking stops and its effects, they also go, you know, normally people call it the hangover, you know. Once they are all gone, that is during Nididhyasanam. So after he has done Shravanam, Mananam, he has gone through all these other things, but still the habitual tendencies bring him. So during Nididhyasanam, one has to be actually careful, otherwise one can get back into the previous condition again. The same addiction, same situation like a drunkard. For example, all our classes are like the alcoholic anonymous classes. So each time we try to remind ourselves. So pascha, pascha means afterwards. Naraha, naraha, till that time this person was a vanaraha, vanaraha. Now the maybe in Tamil we call the tail as var valam perhaps. That is gone now, so it's only naraha. So that human being, vivekena, with soberness, viveka, the discriminative knowledge, with soberness, katam kartum arhati. How can he repeat the same actions which he was doing when he was deluded? Because now he will feel ashamed. Did I do that? Did I utter those words? So how can he think of deliberately doing such actions? It is simply impossible. So vivekena. Tat means what? Nana jugupsitam karma. All those nana jugupsitam karma, those detestable actions. What are those activities? All the kamya nishidha karmas, they are all equal to tat in this particular shloka. Shloka 422. Vidyapalam syad asato nivrittihi pravrittira jnana palam tadikshitam tadnyagnyayor yen mrigatrishnikadau no chedvidam dritta palam kimasmat. Now the difference between a samsari and an asamsari, a person who is viveki or who is a jnani, if he asks, what is the difference? Samsari, he enjoys all ajnana phalam. And an asamsari, jnani, he enjoys all jnana phalam. That is the difference. Now the question is, what are ajnana phalam and what is jnana phalam? And the Acharya says, vidya phalam asataha nivrittihi. The benefit of knowledge is not running after or is not obsessed with, not psychologically depending on. Most important, this is mithya, mithya or anatma. So the greatest tragedy in life is what? Relying upon the unreliable. And all the scriptures, they uniformly declare, other than Brahman or in religious language, other than God, nothing else is reliable. Not because people are good or bad. It has nothing to do with that at all. It is because of the mithya nature of the world. So we don't have to qualify a person whether he is a good person or a bad person. It is the mithya nature of the world. Therefore, the physical body of the people that changes or dies. The mind of the people changes. It's all natural. Therefore, depending upon the changing bodies, changing people, changing minds, changing situations, in short, the mithya padarthaha. These are all changing things. These are all the unreliable ones. And that reliance, the dependence, that ends. So, asataha. So, mithya, anatma, everything in creation is mithya, anatma only, including the physical body, mind, all of them. So, is asat. Asataha, panchami vibhakti. So, from mithya padarthaha, nivrittihi, stopping the reliance. Not hating, we should be careful. It is stopping only. We are not hating anything. Jnanam does not mean one should reject the world or run away from it. We have to be very careful. But it is converting the learning. What? So, if, for example, when a person goes through the self-knowledge, it is simply a conversion of the learning to do what? Not to lean on the stick, but to hold on to the stick. We have to strengthen our legs. We can hold on to the stick, doesn't matter, but not leaning on the stick. That dependence should go away. Let it reveal your glory. I have strong legs. Your dependence should go away. And therefore, non-reliance upon the mithya, anatma, that is called nivrittihi here. I take time to explain this nivritti term because the dictionary meaning of nivritti is what? Is withdrawal. If you look at the dictionary, it's a withdrawal. If you take the dictionary meaning, then one might think what? It is withdrawal from the world. Leave everything. Go away. No. Here withdrawal is psychological cessation of dependence or reliance. Then what is the ajnana phalam? It is just the opposite. ప్రవృత్తి అజ్ఞాన ఫలం. ప్రవృత్తి మీన్స్ రన్నింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ మిథ్య అనాత్మ, రిలయన్స్, అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ దమ్, అబ్సెషన్ టువర్డ్స్ దమ్, క్రేవింగ్, యోనింగ్, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రవృత్తి. అజ్ఞాన ఫలం స్యాత్, స్యాత్ వీ హ్యావ్ సప్లై దిస్ స్యాత్ అండ్ వీట్ ఫుల్ స్టాప్. అండ్ నెక్స్ట్ సెన్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ తస్ జ్ఞ తజ్ఞ అజ్ఞయో మృగ తృష్ణికాదౌ ఈక్షితం. తజ్ఞ అజ్ఞయో మృగ తీక్ష్ణికాదౌ ఈక్షితం. హీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హియర్. ఇమాజిన్, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దర్ ఇస్ మిరాజ్ వాటర్. సో మృగ తృష్ణిక, దట్ ఇస్ మిరాజ్ వాటర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ రియల్ వాటర్. మిథ్యా, ఇట్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా వాటర్. సో మిథ్యాజలం, సో ద మిథ్యాజలం రిమైనింగ్ ద సేమ్. ఇఫ్ టూ పీపుల్ సీ దాట్, వన్ నోస్ ఇట్ యాజ్ మిరాజ్ వాటర్, ది అదర్ వన్ డజన్ట్ నో. సో హీ మిస్టేక్స్ ఇట్ యాజ్ వాట్ యాజ్ సత్యజలం, నాట్ మిథ్యాజలం బట్ సత్యజలం, రియల్ వాటర్. సో వన్ ఇస్ వీ కెన్ కాల్ హిమ్ అ జలజ్ఞాని అండ్ ద అదర్ వన్ ఇస్ జల అజ్ఞాని. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ దీస్ టూ? అజ్ఞాని రన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్. He sees the mirage water, he thinks it is real and he runs after it. In fact, actually there seems to be this deer, the deers in the forest, that's why they call Mruga Krishna, Mrugam, Mrugam means deer. So the mirage water is called Mruga Krishnika, the desires of a deer. The deer mistakes the mirage water as real, and what it does, it runs after that. It keeps on running, it goes to one first place. Then the mirage water has already moved to another place. It moves there, it runs there. Finally, by keeping on running, it gets tired, its thirst also is not quenched, it seems it dies. That is a very pathetic story. We feel the pain of the deer even as we hear this incident. Similarly, every jnani feels that every samsari is like that deer, because every samsari is doing the same thing. From the 10th year to the 20th year, 20th year to 30th year, 30th to 60th year, 60 to 80. Now he is doing Satabhishekam. He keeps on planning things. Now in 2016 he is 80 years. Now he is suddenly planning for the next 10 year plan, 2026. And he thinks, if I accomplish all that, I will become Purnaha. Jnani sits there and keeps on empathizing with such people. He calls him to teach also, but this person refuses to learn because he has no time. He has to rush. Every minute is important because he wants to gain Purnatvam in the year 2026. Purnatvam means what? He thinks that if he gets this, he will become Purnaha. Maybe if he gets a grandson, if he gets a granddaughter, or the grandson gets married, all those things he thinks. So every hour is precious for him. He has no time for your teaching now at all. Then what a jnani can do? He has the compassion to give. But these people have no time to receive. This is the tragic biography of all samsaris, all ajnanis. So mruga trishnika adav. So mruga trishnika etc. adav tat ikshitam. This difference is seen by them. That is, the pravritti nivritti difference is seen by this jnani. The one running after and the other who doesn't run after them. Then after what? After the mithya vastu, of the world, the worldly objects. So this difference, when I say objects, it is not only just objects, it is objects, people and situations, all of them. So the difference is seen. In the case of whom? Who sees the difference? Tajna agnyayoho. Tajna. Tajna means the one who knows Mruga Trishnika is Mithya. The mirage water is Mithya. The one who knows that, and according to Vedanta, the whole world is Mruga Trishnika only. The whole Anatma is mirage water. All the accomplishments in the Anatma Prapancha, I get this, I get that, I got Nobel Prize, Mruga Trishnika. All the dharma, artha, kamas, they are all mruga trishnika according to Vedanta. The entire pursuit after prayers, we already mentioned in Kathopanishad, there is both the margas, the shreya marga and preya marga, both are available to everybody. Preya marga is the material world. One can go after all material beings, no problem at all. The other one is the shreya marga. What gives shreyas? What gives permanent happiness? What gives permanent independence? And that is the Shreya Marga. So Shreyas, Atma, Moksha, that alone is real water. Whereas the Preya Marga, Preyas is Mrigatrishnika or Mirage water. So the real water is drinkable, which will quench my psychological pressure also. Whereas the Mrigatrishnika, the Mirage water will not. Tadnya Agyayoho Mrigatrishnika Atau Tathu. Tathu, that is the Pravritti. Nivritti difference. The difference between the Pravritti and Nivritti. Ikshitam. And no che. If this is not the result, if this is going to be otherwise, that is Nivritti. Not relying upon Anatmam. If this independence is not the result of Jnanam. Drishtapalam means visible result. If this independence is not the result of Jnanam, Kim Asmat? What other result can be there? That is a Vacharya question. That is, what is the difference between the one who knows Mrigatrishnika and the one who doesn't know Mrigatrishnika? One runs after that. The other one just stands and watches. One is in a rat race. Normally people say, I don't want to be a rat. I think I mentioned this in the last webinar also. One is in a rat race in the world. The other is not a rat at all. So one is full of stress and strain. The other is an embodiment of inner leisure. That is the visible difference. One is smiling and the other is terribly tensed up. So, no chet. If this is not the visible result, vidam. Vidam means for the wise people. Asmat, anyat is understood. So, asmat, drishtapalam. Other than this visible result, which other result, drishtapalam is the visible result, the obvious result. Which other result can be there? This is the only result. Shloka 423. Ajnana hridaya granthehe vinasho yadya seshataha anichor vishaya kimnom pravritte karanam swataha. So the entire process of samsara, actually we should clearly remember, then only the teaching of moksha will be clearly understood. Samsara should be understood. Samsara is presented in a particular way. It is running after mirage water. And why is it samsara? Because it has twofold pains, as Swamiji says. One is the thirst will not be quenched by the mirage water. It is a futile effort. It is pain. And the second tragedy is running causes extra thirst. So thirst increases because of running, and there is no scope of quenching the thirst also. So the flowing tap water or the river water is just behind. He does not see it. He runs after the mirage water. So pravritti is samsara, and this pravritti is caused by what? His desire for water. In example. And the pravritti in that direction of mirage water is because of what? Because of the ignorance of the fact that mirage water is not real water. The real water is elsewhere. And if we apply this samsara, I am ignorant of the fact that Purnatvam is in myself. I am ignorant of that fact. And because of that ignorance, I have a sense of Apurnatvam. I feel incomplete, second phase. And because of this sense, I want to get Purnatvam from outside. I have a lot of desires so that I can complete myself. So, Apurnatvam means what? Sense of incompleteness. Missing people, missing things, missing situations, all of them. Sense of incompleteness. So, Ajnanam. Ajnanam leads to Apurnatvam. And Apurnatvam leads to Kama. Kama, desire. Here in this shloka, it is called Ichcha. The desire for Purnatvam. It leads to Pravrittihi. Pravrittihi is, as we said earlier, running after all of them, which is called Samsara. So the twofold pains. One won't get Purnatvam from outside, and one will be tired of running after also. If he keeps on running, one will be tired also of that. So in the case of a Jnani, what happens? So this is the story of the Samsari. So in the case of a Jnani, what happens? The basic question that is removed. What is that? The first one in the series is Ajnanam, ignorance. Once the Ajnanam is gone, the sense of Apurnatvam is gone. So the desire for Purnatvam is gone. So So pravritti is gone. And once pravritti is gone, it is nivrittihi, which is the end product of this cycle. So cycle consisting of four things. What are the four things? Ajnana. Ajnana leading to apurnatvam. Apurnatvam leading to Icha. Icha leading to pravrittihi. So if we finish off these four, the result is nivritti, which is moksha. So this is the mode of presentation in this shloka. Now let us look at the shloka. Ajnana hridaya granthehe vinashaha. So ajnana vinashaha. The first member of the series, this cycle of four we just now mentioned, the first member of the series is what? Is ajnana. How? That is not said here. It is destroyed by jnana. Ajnanam is destroyed by jnanam. We don't have to try to go and find out again because it is obvious. Once the first member of the series is gone, the second one is gone too. What is that? Hridaya granthihi. Granthi means knot. Knot means K-N-O-T, knot. It is not, this is a knot of the heart. That is the sense of apurnatvam, hridayam, heart. Granthi is not. The knot of the heart is what? Is the sense of apurnatvam, being incomplete, self-misconception with respect to myself. That is, instead of saying aham purnaha, I say aham apurnaha. Sense of inadequacy, sense of incompleteness. So I try to fulfill myself by running here and there. That is said here as hridaya granthihi. Granthihi, we can also call it error, or brantihi, or adhyasaha. All these terms are familiar to us. Adhyasaha, actually Shankara, I mentioned this earlier also. Shankaracharya, he writes about this adhyasa, adhyasa bhashya. Once in his, he writes about in the introduction of Brahma Sutra bhashya. Very elaborately discussed, adhyasa bhashya. We don't say apurnatvam is not the cause of problem at all. Why? Because we don't have apurnatvam. Apurnatvam is a mystery. We don't have it. But the sense that I am apurnaha, that I have. I don't have apurnatvam, but the sense that I am apurnaha, that is the problem. Vedantin says the sense of apurnatvam is nonsense. He is very strong in saying sense of apurnatvam is nonsense. So, hridaya granthehe vinashaha. Yeti yadi aseshataha. If these two destructions take place completely, aseshataha, then what happens? Anichoho. Anichoho means Icha nasha, the destruction of desires that takes place, Icha. That is kamanashaha, that takes place. Desire for purnatvam goes away. I no longer think I am apurnaha. The desire for purnatvam goes away. So once Icha Nasa takes place, that person becomes Anichuhu. That is another term, Anichuhu. Anichuhu means a desireless person. Then Anichoho, again this is Shatti Vibhakti, for that desireless person, for that person, Pravrittehe Karanam Kim. What cause can be there for Pravritti for such a person at all? Swataha Pravrittehe Kim karanam vartate? That means what? It is not a question, but it is an answer. There is no pravritti also. That is pravritti nashaha. He doesn't have to run after anything anymore. There is no more dependence in anything else. Instead of directly saying pravritti nashaha, he puts it differently. What cause can be there for pravritti? What does he want in life? Nothing. There is no want for him at all. No activity. Of course, we have to remember here, when we say jnani does not have any activity, we have to carefully understand that also. We have gone through all these explanations earlier. That's why I'm just only refreshing. It means desire-prompted activities are not there. All those activities which are driven by kama, all these kami karmas, they are not there. And activity for completion, it is not there. Kamya karmas are not there. Of course, Nishidha karmas definitely are not there. And we don't say, Jnani does not have any activity at all. Because as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Loka sangrahamevapi sampajyam kartum arhasi. He said, compassion-based, compassion-born activity can arise in the case of Jnani also. And such activities are not for the sake of fullness. because he feels incomplete, he wants to fulfill himself. No, it is not for that reason, but they are out of fullness. Because he is already Purnaha, out of compassion, he is able to do those activities for Loka Sangraha, for the welfare of the world. And therefore, all those activities, they will be non-binding activities, most important. He will not have any karma phalam out of them. Whatever be the consequence of the activity, it will not affect him in any manner. If the activity is successful, the jnani is Purnaha. If it is unsuccessful also, jnani still remains Purnaha. Apuryamanam achala prasishtam samudram apaha pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shanti mapnoti na kama kami. Again Krishna said, the ocean is always full. Whether the rivers join or whether the rivers, they get dried up. So this jnani has no binding activity or samsara at all. So he is, in again Krishna's language, Atman evam Atmana tushtaha. Shloka 424. Vasananudayo bhogye vairagyasya tadavadihi aham bhavodaya bhavaha bodhasya paramavadihi lina vrittheranutpattihi maryado paratestusam. The three lines. So here Shankaracharya says that a jnana nishtaha who has practiced nididhyasanam sufficiently for a long time, he will enjoy all these virtues in full measure. So he is mentioning here three virtues. Which are the three virtues? Number one, vairagyam. Vairagyam is dispassion. And then bodaha. Bodaha is knowledge. And uparatihi. Uparatihi means quietude or tranquility or non-extrovertedness. We have seen this also earlier. A jivan mukta enjoys all of them fully, completely. And we should understand carefully again. Even a sadhaka who comes to Vedanta, he also should have vairagya. Because we have already told before coming to Vedanta, a person should have the sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi, viveka, vairagya, all that he should have already earned. So he also, the sadhaka also will have vairagyam. Here it is said, jnani has got vairagyam, that is what is said here. Then what is the difference between this sadhaka and jnani's vairagyam? Both are vairagyam. What is the difference between these two? That we have to understand. And Shankaracharya says, the difference between this sadhaka's vairagyam and the jnani's vairagyam is one of degree or intensity in the vairagyam. That as a sadhaka, it is, the vairagyam is very fragile. He still has this chapalyam, chapalatha, this temptation. In the case of the, for example, if you take an addict, for example, even though he may give up smoking or drinking, whatever, there may still be, the first problem is what for the addict? When the particular time comes, 3 o'clock in the afternoon coffee time, or morning 6 o'clock is coffee time, or smoke, whatever he does, he would like to have, but what he will do? He will resist. Because he is a sadhaka, he will resist that temptation. Okay, he succeeds in that timing. He resists, no problem. But when he see others, they drink coffee or whatever it is at that time, then he remembers and get tempted again. So he is okay if he does not see others drinking coffee, but if he sees others, then the temptation comes back to him. Then for example, he reaches a stage of vairagyam, even if others drink or smoke, he may not be tempted. He should not be tempted. He reaches that stage, and that is total freedom from all vasanas. Similarly, bodaha. Bodaha is, each one is actually beautifully defined here. Bhogya vasana anudayaha. Not being tempted by any sense pleasures. Bhogya vasana. Even if it is available right in front, that is most important. If it is right in front also, it doesn't tempt him. Or even if no one is watching. It seems they say the true character of a person reveals when no one is around. Normally people say, you know, when nobody is around, how one conducts oneself, that reveals the true person of a person, the true nature of a person. In spite of all these, if one can say no, that is vairagyasya avadihi. That is the climax, that is the final limit of vairagya. Therefore, vasana anudayaha. Desire for that object that is not there. So, boga samskara anudayaha. With respect to bhogya, all the bhogya vastus, sense objects. Similarly, bodhasya parama avadihi. What is the highest knowledge, bodhasya? It is aham bhava udaya abhavaha. Aham brahmasmi, that has reached the height. When aham dehosmi, aham husband asmi, aham wife asmi, aham officer asmi, all those notions, that ego, because they are all ego based, they never arise seriously at all in him. Remember, there is a functional ego. Even for a jnani, there is a functional ego. We have to remember that. But ragadvesha causing ego, that never rises. So, there is an intermediary stage which every sadhaka faces, because this is natural. Everybody has to go through this. Vedanta is understood very well. I also say, I am nitya, mukta, bukta, subhavaha, all that I say. But when a crisis or a serious problem comes, then only Vedanta flies far away. And the samsari I comes, that ego I comes. So, what is the height of knowledge? Even in crisis, even in such serious situations, that samsari I does not come. That means my knowledge is thorough. I do whatever is needed in a crisis. Because I have to deal with the crisis, there is action. As Swamiji very nicely he puts, action is there, but reaction is not there. That is, the reaction means the deep mental disturbance that is not there. That's what he says. So, we have seen actually this also earlier. Any situation can invoke three types of responses. Right? One is the reaction. The reaction is number one, and then the inaction is another one, and action is another one. So, reaction is one extreme where a person is extremely agitated, extremely disturbed, he is angry, he is upset. And action, of course, is that, you know, COVID binds. And the other extreme is a person does not responsibly take any action. This is inaction. Indifference, which is inaction, and what Vedanta says is, it is also wrong. One has to take steps when they are to be taken. But internally, one will be free from adverse responses. One has to deal with the situation. One cannot just sit quiet. That is what a jnani does. For him, aham bhava based disturbance, all the aham bhava based disturbances, they are not there at all for him. So, Shankaracharya, he says, aham bhava anudayaha. That is the binding ego, aham bhava. That does not arise for him. The functional ego is still there. Because he has to still have it. Otherwise, no vyavahara can be done. The functional ego is not there. He cannot transact any business in the real world. So, the non-arising of the binding ego is the height of self-knowledge. And how do we know that? Because it's not known directly. It is very easily identifiable because binding ego produces what? All the raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, mata, matsarya, all those afflictions, they are all produced by binding ego. The face will show a gloomy face, a tensed face. Functional ego means the face is always cheerful. Atmanyevam atmana tushtaha. He is ever reveling in Atman, his own nature. So, this is the height of self-knowledge. Then, what is the height of uparatihi? Uparatihi or nivrittihi? So, leena vrittehe anutpattihi. Leena vritti. Leena vritti means the resolution of extravertedness. Extravertedness here is called leena vritti. Vrittihi is referred to here pravrittihi. It's extraverted activity, or we can call it, you know, we already use this term feverish activity. An activity with stress and strain. That's why we call them feverish activities. Anxiety, causing blood pressure and all those things. So, when a person came to Vedanta, he reduced his feverish activity, leena vrittihi. And that should not arise again. So, the non-emergence, of feverish activity once again, because feverish activity is also a form of addiction only. The person could be workaholic. He can, you know, he wants to be working all the time. Sometimes even a sannyasi, he can get back to that situation. Previously, he withdrew for the sake of learning, because he has to go to a gurukula all the time. He has to only spend learning. And later, then he starts the activity. He comes out of the gurukula, he becomes a swamiji. So when he starts activity, he thought he is doing for loka sangraha. That's what he thought. And so it is only a non-binding activity. That's what, you know, we get the loka sangraha. But sooner or later, he finds he is trapped into ashrama bondage. He created an ashrama. It's a bigger bondage than a house, because there are a huge number of people who come. He can't go away. He cannot run away from it. He wants to give away also. He is now looking for incumbents who can take the ashrama. Sometimes someone asks, it seems, where is the head of this ashrama? Then they said, he has gone to some other ashrama for getting peace of mind. Imagine his bondage to this ashrama. He is a sannyasi. Therefore, one cannot be complacent at all, because a non-binding pravritti can unknowingly, because this is sannyasi marga, even unknowingly, gradually can become binding. So when a person will never get into a binding pravritti again, that is called the height of nivritti. And what is the indication for that? He is ready to drop anything at any time. He will drop and leave. That is non-binding. So leena vritte anupattihi. Binding activity should never arise again. Anupatti. And such a state of mind is uparatehe maryada. Maryada is the limit, the culmination, the climax. So this superlative state, we can call it, of what? Of uparati. The tranquil mind. And the one who enjoys all these three, he has got jnana nishtha. Shloka 245. Brahmakaratya sadasthitataya nirmukta bahyatadihi anyavedita bhogya bhoga kalanaha nidraluvadbalavat swapnalokikram lokavajagaditam pasyan kvachillabdadihi aste kastidananta punyapalabuk dhanya samanyo bhuvi. So in the case of a jnani, because of his prarabdha, he doesn't come to the world of activity at all. Whether a jnani is an active or passive jnani, that depends on the type of prarabdha. Because prarabdha pushes you into action. And whatever may be the type of prarabdha, there is no gradation in his liberation, because he is already liberated. So even though there could be gradation in the prarabdha, but in liberation there is no gradation, because the knowledge is what? Aham Purnaha Asmi. And how many gradations are possible in Purnatvam? None. There is no gradation at all. So there is no difference at all. But here Shankaracharya, he talks about those jnanis whose prarabdha is totally different. And therefore, they do not come to the world of activity at all. This is like a special case. They love to remain in seclusion. They want to be in the Himalayas or in some ashrama. They are always absorbed in the teaching, in the knowledge, in samadhi. So Shankaracharya talks about those samadhistha jnani. And that itself, in some scriptures, we don't find these things in the Upanishads, it seems. In some scriptures like Yoga Vasishta, in some scriptures like that, those samadhistha jnanis, they are also categorized into three types. As I told, this is not the Upanishads, this is in some other scriptures like the Yoga Vasishta. So depending upon their prarabdha, the jnani's prarabdha, what are the three grades? Now here Shankaracharya, he does not talk about the three, but those books, they talk about the three. So for the sake of understanding the context, let us just spend a few minutes to understand the three categories. So the first type, this type of jnani, he enters into samadhi and comes out only now and then. He can go into samadhi, and he is in samadhi and comes out of samadhi only now and then. Purely for what? For sharira yatra. Sharira yatra means what? Bhiksha grahanam. He has to, you know, make sure that the body is taken care. So he has to take some bhiksha. He has to take bath. Only for those times he comes out of samadhi. And that also he takes bhiksha only if someone offers. This is called, you know, madhukari. Madhukari means the bee. The bee, what it does? It goes from one flower to another flower for honey. Similarly, some sannyasis, they go from one house to another. They take bhiksha and they eat. This is called madhukara vritti. In Vedanta, they give name for everything. So, honey bee-like. So, but the honey bee-like, but this is only, it takes honey. It doesn't sting. This honey doesn't sting. This bee doesn't sting. And the other type is called ajagara vritti. Ajagara is a python. Ajam virati, that which swallows a goat. Aja is goat. So a goat swallower, we can call it. So this is a python. And what does it do? It does not go from one place to another place in search of food at all. It only remains in one place with its mouth wide open. Many creatures, they think it is like a nice dwelling place. There is a big hole, maybe. So it enters. And the moment it enters, it closes the mouth, and whatever creature entered, it gets trapped. And it tries to digest it for weeks. It just stays in that position for weeks to digest whatever it has swallowed. Then once it is done, then it opens the mouth again. So this is ajakara vrittihi. So there are some sannyasis, and their philosophy is what? Prarabdha will keep my body going. Because that's what they believe. So if the body has to survive, it is God's responsibility to bring bhiksha through someone or the other. And then he will eat. When someone comes and offers. If nobody comes, he sits quiet as is. So they go to samadhi and they wake up. If someone gives food, they eat. And then go back to samadhi again. This entire thing is the first type of vijnana. Who get out of samadhi by themselves and go to samadhi. And the second category is, the second type of sannyasis, they get into samadhi and don't wake up by themselves. In the madhukari and also in the ajikara samadhi, in both of them, they wake up themselves and will not go back. Whereas the other one, they get into samadhi, they don't wake up by themselves at all. Only when someone goes and wakes them up. For example, whatever is offered, they eat. This is the second type. This type, the second type of jnanis. And the third one is always in samadhi. Who does not come up by himself. Or when one tries to wake up, we don't know whether such people are around. Because, you know, we don't see such people at all. Because they will not be in society also, such people. They may be in some remote Himalaya somewhere. So these three types are given in the Vasishtadi Granthas. So all these various other texts they give. So here Shankaracharya, he talks about those generally who does not come to society and remain in samadhi. And he says, so brahmakarataya sada sthitataya. They remain all the time in the form of Brahman. So they are always reveling in Brahman. Aham brahmasmi vrittav, in that vritti, in that knowledge. Aham brahmasmi knowledge, they are always reveling in that knowledge. They entertain only this thought all the time without coming to the society. And if you ask about loka sangraha to them, what they will ask? They will ask back, where is this loka? Then what is there in front if you ask him? He will say, brahmarpanam, brahmahabihi, brahmagnav, brahmanahutam. Everything is Brahman. Or they will say, brahmaiva tadamritam purastatim, brahma paschatim, brahma dakshinat. Uttarena. So everywhere is only Brahman. So for them, they only see Brahman everywhere. Therefore, where is the loka for Sangraha at all for them? So their vision itself is totally different. They are ever in the thought of Brahman. So Nirmukta Bahyarthadi. So they never think of anatma at all in their vision. There is no anatma. And whatever anatma is seen, it is like what? It is like mirage water for them. It is mithya, swapnavat. It is like a dream for those jnanis. So bahya artha means external objects, all those vishayas. And anatma vishayaha and dihi. Dihi means thoughts. And nirmukta. Nirmukta means free. Free from anatma thoughts. So then, if they are free from all these anatma thoughts, then what are they engaged in? Atma akara vritti only they entertain all the time of Atman, all the time of Brahman. And what about the food and all that? Anya avedita bhogya bhoga kalanaha. They are endowed with, kalanaha means endowed with, they are endowed with the worldly experience of eating, etc. only when forced by other people. That is this, you know, anya avedita, informed or persuaded by others, other people, they come and tell, oh, you have not taken, they wake him up. They tell you, you went to bed without taking food. Bhogya bhogaha. So, vishaya bhogaha. The minimum things like food, water, clothing, all of them, they are not bothered about clothing also themselves. Society feels bad. If you feel, if they say the society feels indecent and want to see me dressed, you may provide dress. That is, you know, the attitude such a jnanis take. So as far as I am concerned, I just don't care. Udasinaha. Bhogya bhoga, bhoga kalanaha. Kalanaha means endowed with. Only with such bhogas persuaded and given by other people. Like what? Like whom? He gives an example here. Nidraluvathu balavathu. Like a person who has gone to sleep without eating. Nidraluvathu. And the wife comes back, she wakes him up and gives him food. How will it be? In the same stage. And Balavati is like a child. The child does not know when to eat and when not to eat. The mother gives the food. Similarly, this jnani never bothers about whether to eat or whether not to eat. Body has to go on because of prarabdha. Food will come in some form or the other. It is all determined by prarabdha. The primary purusharta is what? Keeping the knowledge alive. The rest of the life, let prarabdha take care of. Prarabdhaya samarpitam. That is how they live. Then, what is his attitude towards the world? Swapna alokita lokavate idam jagate pashyati. He looks at this world, idam jagate, this world, pashyati. He sees like what? Like a swapna alokita lokavate. It's like a the dream world. Swapna alokita lokaha. World seen in the dream. The world is like a dream world. Swapna prapancha. That is, it is mithya. That's what it means. So one need not be over obsessed with this world because it is mithya. Even the idea of loka sangraha, service, all those things, one need not get even obsessed. As long as you are in the society, you do what you can do. That is all. Remember, you are not there to convert the world into a heaven. Ramas have taken avataras, Krishnas have taken avataras, Shankaracharyas have come, but the world still remains the same. Therefore, loka sangraha also should not become a bondage. We cannot convert the world. It is mithya. Don't allow raga and dvesha to arise in your mind. So, swapna lokita lokavati idam jagat pashyam. Then, where is his mind? Kvachit labdati. His mind is elsewhere. Labdati. The mind is elsewhere. He remains aste. It's the fourth line. If you look at the aste. So, Shankaracharya, he does not say, where is elsewhere? Elsewhere means what? That we have to complete. Elsewhere means the satya vastu or brahma vastu or the adhishtana vastu. Which is his own swarupa. So he is immersed in satyam. He is indifferent to mithya. And kachit. Kachit means this is not every jnani, some jnani. We should not take it as a standard for every jnani to be like that. But kachit. In the case of some jnanis, whose prarabdha is like that. But there are many other jnanis who continue to be, as given in the Bhagavad Gita, apashyan, shran, van, prishan, jigran, ashnan, gachan, swapan, sashan. So, naiva kinchit karomiti, yuktom, neva tattamitam. So, all those things are there. Therefore, activity does not prove wisdom. Inactivity also does not prove wisdom. Then what proves wisdom? Wisdom alone proves wisdom. Activity or no activity has no connection with wisdom at all. Never judge a person from activity or inactivity. That is why ultimately whether a person is a jnani or not, who knows? Only I know. And saha, such a jnani, ananta punya phala bhuga. He is enjoyer of ananta punyam. To remain immersed in Brahman, he must have done ananta punyam. Remember again, not that an active jnani has done less punyam and the one sitting in samadhi has done more punyam. No. Again, because we are trying to separate all that. If you say, what will be the answer of a jnani? He will say, na punyam, na papam, na saukyam, na dukkam, na mantro, na tirtaha, na vedana, na vedana yajna. So, aham bhojanam naiva bhojyam na bhokta, chidananda rupaha, shivoham, shivoham, shivakeva loham. That's what he will say. When we say there is no punyam at all, where is the question of more or less punyam? There is no punyam, no papam also. That's what punyam etc. are only measurements from the standpoint of an ajnani and not from the standpoint of a jnani himself. Therefore, from the worldly angle, Acharya says, punyavam, the enjoyer of ananta punyam of his past janmas. He has done a lot of punya karmas. And saha danyaha, such a person indeed, he is blessed. Danyaha, danyaha literally means the wealthiest person. That's what danyaha means, dhanavan. But what wealth this person got? Not all these $1,000,000, not worldly wealth. He enjoys the wealth of inner wisdom. Atma chaitanyam he knows. The wealth of satyam he enjoys. And saha manyaha. That person is to be revered. He is to be worshipped. He is to be honored. Thus Shankaracharya, he gave the description of a passive jnani who is described in Yoga Vasishtha. So that is elaborately, very elaborately discussed, but just Acharya only alluded to such a jnani here. And we don't have to get into all these details because what is important is jnanam and not samadhi. Because we already told many times, samadhi abhyasa is only an optional exercise. We never give up importance to samadhi at all, which is only an incidental possibility. If a person is in samadhi, wonderful, no problem. Another not in samadhi, that is also wonderful, so long as they have jnanam. Always focus on the right understanding, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. They are all important. Samadhi is only, samadhi means samadhi abhyasa, is only incidental, if you remember this topic. Shloka 426. Chita pragyoyatirayam yasadanandam ashnute brahman yeva vilinatma nirvikaro vinishkriyaha. Such a person, such a jnani, he becomes a sthita prajnaha, one who has gone through shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam. Gita second chapter, if you remember, shloka 56 onwards, that is the section. And optional samadhi abhyasa. And again, we also should remember, samadhi abhyasa is only one type of nididhyasanam. And there are many other types of nididhyasanam. We have mentioned this also earlier. So many times, listening to all these, you know, things, that is also, it's also nididhyasanam, discussing with people who are interested in that, who are informed in that, writing about them, teaching is even more important, because in teaching, the teacher has to always focus on the teaching. The student may sleep off perhaps, but the teacher always has to focus on the teaching. So that is a very good form of nididhyasanam. Reading the shastras, another good type of nididhyasanam. All are nididhyasanam of different types. So samadhi abhyasa is only an optional form of nididhyasana. If one can get full nididhyasana and get all the benefits by any of the others, samadhi abhyasa is not even needed, only optional. By practicing any form of nididhyasana, a person becomes sita prajnaha, who is an yatihi. Yatihi actually means a sannyasi, because Shankaracharya, he assumes all Vedantic students are sannyasis. Those days perhaps it was like that perhaps. Because that tradition in those days is that Vedanta should not be taught in public. That was kind of, these things they had those days, since a person might misunderstand it. If a person doesn't have the proper discipline and he just listens to Vedanta, Aham Brahmasmi. Normally people used to tell, you know, if everything is fine, sir, the mind is pure, that's all we need, we don't care about the other things. As if purity of mind can be bought by one, get one free in some stores. To get the purify the mind is a lifelong, maybe for several Janma problem it is. So people make such statements because they think that purity of the mind alone is needed, so I can be just pure. That doesn't happen. So those people, they thought it may giving this wisdom to common people who are not well prepared yet, it may do more harm to them than good. So all this sadhana, chatushtaya, sampatti, all that thing, if it is not there, one cannot be able to use this knowledge very well. It may even do harm to them. And there were schools and ashramas those days where it was taught in a Gurukula style. And so the students were all sannyasis. They go to those places and they learn. They follow all the disciplines and all the niyamas, yamas, all those practices, and they learn. So now we translate the word yatihi, as given the shloka, to a committed seeker. We don't have to translate the word yati into a sannyasi. We can translate it to a committed seeker, such an yati, who is Brahmani eva vilina atma, whose mind remains in Brahman. Brahmani, who does not forget the teaching. So such a person whose mind ever is reveling in Brahman, his own sarupa, nirvikaraha. Nirvikaraha means a mind without any disturbance. It's a tranquil mind. A person which is unagitated mind at the mind level. And vinishkriyaha, without any feverish or extrovert activities, running here, running there, want to do this, want to do that, all that thing, without any such extrovert things. That is at the body level. So at the mind level, with a tranquil mind, nirvikaraha, and at the body level, without any extrovertness or without any feverish activities, vinishkriyaha. So such as is a prajnaha, what does he get from all these disciplines? Sada anandam ashnute. He always is purnaha. He is always complete in himself. Such a jnani, he enjoys purnatvam all through, without any agitation, with a calm mind, without any extrovertedness. He is always reveling in his own purnatvam. Aham Brahma Asmi, Aham Purnosmi Iti Jnanam. That is what he has. So we'll stop here and we'll continue with the next webinar. Let me stop here.